Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Not Another Internet Guru podcast. My name is Robert Benjamin, and I'm going to go through 15 questions from my latest YouTube video. A lot of questions about the TikTok Creator Fund and how to make money off of that, how you could increase the amount of money that you're making off of TikTok. So I want to get right into it. But before I do that, I need you guys to do me a huge favor and go follow two creators. I'm going to link out to both of them in the description of this podcast. Somebody that follows them and goes and comments on their last post and says, hey, @_RobertBenjamin, tag me in it, sent me here. I'm going to give you guys a shout out on my YouTube channel and on my podcast in the next episodes that will be coming out on Thursday and Friday. So the two creators that you need to go follow are @FlyWithDeannaFarah and then @AnyaBumag_. I'm going to link out to both of them in the description below. Let's get right into the questions. Hey Rob, how can I join your TikTok Creator Fund? So the best way to get into my TikTok Creator Fund is going to be going and watching my how much money I made for the million views on TikTok. Go watch that video on YouTube. I link out to the fund in the description of that video. I have not put it live on the website because I don't want to deter people from also signing up for other things. So that is where you could find it right now. Next question. Hey Rob, I'm trying to get to 1K in a week. Any tips? Yes, I made several videos about this, but what I would strongly suggest you do, I strongly suggest that you listen to three of my latest videos. First, the TikTok algorithm video. Second, the best time to post on TikTok video. Third, the new hashtag strategy video. If you watch those three videos, you are going to know what to do to grow to 100K, to grow to 1 million, to grow to 2 million. I just had a creator graduate my mentorship program, Devin Rodriguez. He's an artist, absolutely amazing artist. That being said, he gained over 2 million followers in just 30 days in the mentorship program. If you guys are having trouble growing, you need to go watch those three videos. And if you want an extra hand, I strongly suggest you get into either the mentorship program or the accelerator program. People have been growing like crazy. Next question. Hey, Sir Rob. Oh, Sir Rob, that's a pretty cool name. I have a question. You're saying do the trends with right hashtags. How do I know or find which are the best trends or the right trends? Thank you. Great question. So I would do the trends that are on the Discover page or the ones that are being done by the top creators for your niche. That's how you know what the right trends are. As far as like what is the right trend or what is a better trend, you're not going to know until you actually do it. So I just strongly suggest that you do them all. As long as you're making trending content, you're going to keep getting better and better and better. And I'm telling you, eventually you're going to go viral. Your whole life really can just change overnight. Has anyone ever had two accounts on one device? I know TikTok allows it, but the internet says they'll flag your account as a business account or not push the content out. Is that true? Is it safe to have two accounts on the same phone at once? So it is safe as long as you don't interact between the two. A lot of people that have multiple Instagram accounts will interact between their Instagram accounts. You cannot do that with TikTok. They're going to flag you if you do that because they'll see that all the interactions and things like that initially are coming from the same device, and then they're going to flag putting your content out. But it is all right to have more than one account. Just make sure that you do not interact between the two. Next question. Rob, if I have a community guidelines violation and declined an appeal from that, does that mean my views are going to start to get suppressed? My TikTok is @IamTonyC. That looked so weird because I'm so used to reading NYC as like New York City. I just look so weird. So it's @IamTonyC. So great question. Odds are no, you are not going to have your views suppressed if it's only one time. That being said, if you keep doing it, yes, there is a possibility that your views will start to get suppressed. Overall though, TikTok is not suppressing as many people as it used to be. So I would not be so concerned about that. Next question from @CrystalAloha. Recently had a silly video blow up and it got a lot of young followers between the age of 5 to 14. They're commenting and duetting like crazy. I started replying to comments on my post to gain momentum, but should I even be communicating with them? I like their duets and comments on them, but been feeling awkward about it. I'm 37 and some of my content is inappropriate for the little ones. Honestly, I probably wouldn't like comment back to them or duet with them, but I think that's a good thing, especially if they're duetting your content, because when you duet content, it's going to get pushed out to people that are in the niche of that video, right? Which is why I strongly suggest you only duet videos that already have a lot of traction. That being said, it is a good thing. So I would like keep making content like that. But yeah, I probably wouldn't comment back to all of them. Maybe if you do like every once in a while. But other than that, I would probably stay away from like getting into too many conversations with 7-year-olds if you're 37. Next question. What do I do if I need to private a video though? Will it ruin my account? So you can private it. I just wouldn't private a ton of them. It's not going to totally ruin your account, but it will if you do it over and over again or do a lot of it. It is definitely not going to help your account. Next question. Is it fine that I have a lot of niches? Like I don't have just one. Yeah, that's totally fine. I post things from different niches all the time. And so many other creators do the same thing. TikTok isn't that focused on what niche you're in. I know a lot of people say that as far as account authority and things like that. But at the end of the day, it's just not true. Next question. Do we have to pay for your monthly program to make money? So it's a $50 one-time fee and then you're going to be sent paid posts. You literally get paid posts immediately. So like if you can post and get thousands of views, tens of thousands of views, you can make your money back in the first day. Next question. What if some random number texted me to take a break for 12 hours and then the next day they said I'm shadow banned for 20 hours for ignoring the warning? Is it real? Does it happen? No, that's not real at all. It sounds like somebody is trolling you, and do not click any links that they send you because it sounds like they're trying to hack your stuff. Next question. Hey, Rob, I've been shadow banned on TikTok for more than 4 months. What do I do? I've tried everything and anything to fix it. I've lost over 1K followers. Please help. You need to get back on the For You page. You need to watch my latest video about how to get on the For You page. I put it out on August 29th. I strongly suggest you go watch that video. It is definitely going to help you and help you get unshadow banned. The reason you're shadow banned is because you're not on the For You page. Next question. Quick question. So if you are in a specific niche, is it okay to post stuff out of that niche sometimes? For example, if you are in a guitar niche, can you also post things that have nothing related to the guitar? Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I strongly suggest that you guys do that. It is really going to help increase your exposure to other niches. And it can also teach you a lot of things that you would have never learned only sticking to your niche and only posting content within your niche. Next question. Hey, Rob, how can I increase the watch time on my videos? Love the content at not Benji Gibby. That's a great question. So what you want to do, you want to start to script out your pieces of content. So there are a couple things happening. First, the tone of your voice is always changing. Second, you're really hooking users in the beginning. And then if you're posting longer form content over 20 seconds, you need to rehook them around the midpoint. Also, you want to make sure that you're only recording in like 3 to 4 second segments. So things are constantly changing, the background, different noises, different lighting, even different outfits maybe. You're going to want to do that to keep people involved and keep people engaged. That is how you're going to be able to increase the watch time. Don't look at it as watch time. Look at it as making your videos more engaging. That is how you guys should be approaching it. And that's how you're going to increase your watch time. Next question. I uploaded 12 videos and got tons of views. Now all of a sudden I get 0 views on every post. Is there a reason? This happens to me on literally every account I make. Sounds like you might be a little kid, 1 or 2, posting from a VPN. If you're posting from a VPN, you have to make sure that it's on 24/7. If you're a little kid, that could be why I would stop showing your face in your content. Next and final question. Hey, Rob, how are you? I understand that by looking at the views, my video is not good. There'll be times where I feel like my content is some shit, but I don't know if it's good enough. My handle is at Abby Sheen. Thanks. So I would strongly just recommend looking at how many views you get and then also looking at your watch time. You'll notice that when you get a lot more watch time, you'll get a lot more exposure on the For You page. That's going to increase your views. That is what I would stay focused on. I would not be subjective in your thinking and say, oh, I think this is good. I think this is bad. Whenever I think something's going to do really well, it doesn't. Whenever I think, like, I thought my latest YouTube video was going to crush, actually, because I've been getting a lot of questions on it. Is it TikTok creator fun making you lose views? Guess what? The video totally flopped. I thought that this video was going to do great. The video totally flopped. I just need to look at the analytics and see what I did wrong in the video. I strongly suggest you guys do the same exact thing for your videos. When something doesn't go right, instead of freaking out, instead of just judging it subjectively and saying, oh, I thought that was good, TikTok's wrong. TikTok's not wrong. You need to look at the analytics and see how you could have crafted a better video. And what that's going to do, it's going to make you create better content tomorrow, which is honestly the ultimate goal when it comes to being an influencer or just posting on social media in general. That being said, guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I cannot wait to see you guys in the next episode. Again, if you guys are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please give the podcast a 5-star rating. And if you haven't already, make sure you text me. I'm going to leave my phone number in the description of this video. Thank you so much.